The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me. I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little further and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. We heard the words, abandon their nets. Those with wives act as if you have no wife. Those who are in the world, using the world, should act as if you're not using it. Why are these words meaningful to us? If you understand what it means, hopefully you will embrace it. We just lost a priest, Father Hector DiNardo. He was 86 years old. And one of the things that he wanted to happen was no viewing. Just bury me. And when during the sermon, just talk about the mercy of God. He was an adorner for many years, a pastor in Lodi, New Jersey for many years. He built churches, seminary, and yet eventually he simply said, just talk about the mercy of God. Why? In the long run, when you're in your deathbed, that is what matters. Your so-called accomplishments, your so-called properties, your so-called honors or glory, they don't mean anything. In today's gospel, it talks about abandon their nets. As fishermen, the net is what? That's their livelihood. That's who they are. Imagine that's who they are. That's everything that they are, everything that they have, but they abandoned their nets. And in the second reading, imagine telling you, you having a wife, act as if you don't have any wife. Why? Because it means for our husband, the wife is the most important person in his life. And for the gospel, for the readings to say, act as if you don't have any wife, it doesn't mean you abandon her. Rather, it is telling you that ultimately that is not what matters. Even though she is very, very important in your life, what matters, what do you say? Time is running out. Time is running out. So everything that you hold dearly here on earth, the world is passing away. So the question is, where are you going? See, I have you only for an hour a week. But the world tells you differently. The world tells you what? Build bigger houses, buy new things, have more properties, Again, those are nice things. Those are not evil things, but those are worthless in the long run when time is running out, when you're on your deathbed. The question is, where are you going? In the first reading, Jonah had to tell the people of Nineveh, big city. Meaning what? The idea of big city is where commerce is, where most moneyed people are, and different vices are. Everything that you can think of about worldliness is there. Even the prophet Jonah didn't like to go there because he wanted at first, let them rot. Let them go to hell because they are such evil people. When God told Jonah to go there, he tried to hide, remember? He was swallowed by this big fish. He was trying to escape. He didn't want these people to repent. But God wanted Jonah to go there. And what happened? By the grace of God, they listened. They listened and repented. Good for them, but it shows what? The mercy of God. Even though they have done the worst kinds of sin, but once you repent, and what do you mean by repentance? Remember, you sin, we sin, because we give more importance to the world, to ourselves, rather than God. Yes or no? That is why we sin. So when Jonah said, repent, he's simply saying, go back to God. Go back to God. Get rid of this selfishness, this worldliness. Go back to God. And they did. And God did not destroy them. The prophet's purpose is to tell them what will happen so that they are being warned and they are given the chance to repent. Prophecy is different from fortune telling. Fortune telling is evil. So if anybody here uses tarot cards or any kind of fortune telling, you are committing mortal sin. Prophecy, the purpose of prophecy is to warn you of an impending danger. Therefore, you must prepare yourselves. No? So anybody here who thinks they can control their future by fortune telling, it is a mortal sin. Why? Because you do not trust God. You are trusting what? The cards, the palms. And who do you think do that? Witches, sorcerers. Remember what happened to Saul when he wanted to call the dead Samuel. He went to a witch so that he can talk to the dead. These are what, that's why tarot cards, what you call this, Ouija board, all these things are not of God. But with God, with the prophets, you are reconciled with God. And in the responsorial psalm, I hope you meant what you sang. Teach me your ways, Lord. Huh? And I, as a priest, should always remind you, must always remind you to go back to God and repent and be detached of this world. No? Because let's face it, it's so easy for us in America to be attached to the world. My God, every time I see people wanting more and more, it's never enough. Wanting more properties, wanting more things. Again, those are not bad things, but they're useless when you die. And I told you already, why do you think we have the vows? Remember, the early Christian communities, the first Christians, what did they do? they let go of the properties so that it will be used for the common good. Because why? Because they were looking, what? For where they are going, not what they are here now. So if your mentality is to always be here and be happy here on earth, then I'm telling you, your heart is not beating for God. It's difficult, I know. I mean, let's face it. When I became a priest, one of the things that I told myself, Lord, I'm 25 years old, and there are so many women out there. How can I avoid such temptations? But I told myself, I'll give this all up for you, because you are worse than any other woman. Not because I hate women, but I love God more. How about you? How do you abandon this world for God? How do you detach yourself from this selfishness that the world preaches so that you can be closer to God? Sometimes I feel like the prophet Jonah. Are they really listening to what I'm saying? Are they worth talking? Because every time I talk, people complain. Every time I talk, people nitpick what I said. Instead of getting what is important, they nitpick what I said. So sometimes I wonder if I should go like Jonah and say, the heck with these people. But I cannot. I should not. Because just like God, I'm trying to have the heart of Jesus. That even though people can slap me, stab me in the back, judge me, as long as I do these things for the glory of God and for the love of His people, I'll be fine. Many times I told you, I don't care if you love me. It's not because I want you to stab me in the back, but because what is important to me is that I serve Him. When I say I cannot be politically correct, because what is important is what? That I tell you what is the will of God. When I say against abortion, is that my will? No. When I say something against sin, like alcoholism or drug addiction or homosexuality, am I against the sinner? No. I'm against the sin because these sins will what? Will corrupt you, will pull you away from God, and that will be my sadness. If anybody here finds themselves away from God. But please remember, God is never far away, huh? God is never far away. He is inside you, beside you, around you. It may feel that He's far away because what is in your heart is not of God. You are the one choosing to push God away by such selfishness, worldliness, and sinfulness. Again, we say, teach me your ways, Lord. I've told you His ways. And if you think you still need to let go of things, to abandon your nets for the glory of God, do it. And if you think that you still need more guidance from God, pray more. These are just but reminders. It is up to you personally to really embrace, love, obey, imitate Jesus Christ, not only one moment in time, but every day of our lives.